our real problem at the moment is the frost-cured grasses. That's where we're seeing most of the issues at the moment. It's especially the frost-cured kaikou is so volatile, it's really ready to burn, that even where people have, you know, felt fairly confident that they had extinguished fires, if we get a bit of wind, things flare up, and it runs very quickly through the frost-cured grasses.
And why is that? What's the frost just dries it out? What happens with the frost? How does it make it more flammable?
The frost effectively turns the grass into straw, takes all the moisture out of it and makes it a really flammable fuel. And it's a fuel that's really connected. So unlike the fuels in the bush where you'll have, you know, one leaf here and the next leaf separated from it, in that grass country it's all connected, so it runs really quickly.
And there's a lot of it around.
There is a lot of it around. We had a reasonable end to summer. Start of autumn wasn't too bad, and then it's gone really dry since. Our drought factor is really low. It's going to take a fair bit of rain to replace that current shortfall. So there's nothing encouraging in the 28-day outlook.
The situation with the fires that have broken out, they're all under control, which is good news.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Any of them a concern?
No, we've just got a few there that are still at patrol. Just would want to go back and have another look at them this morning. The one down at Broadwater was like that, and one round Maria as well. But we've really just left them at patrol just in case anything did pop up. But no, we're confident that they're all well and truly contained and have been mopped up and blacked out.
But you did have a number start up yesterday.
We did, yeah, yeah, and they were all those sort of accidental ignitions. They do all seem to be that scenario where people had assumed they'd left things in a safe condition, but then under the wind it proved not to be the case.
So you're talking about property owners that have conducted their own hazard reduction and pile burns?
Yeah, it's mainly been the pile burns. So I think people have just been underestimating how dry things are and also underestimating how the wind can whip something up that, you know, they may have felt was all over. But if there's still a little bit of heat in the ground, it can be enough to get things going again.
And we've got warmer days.
We do. So the temperatures are sort of sneaking into the low 20s. And the other factor in all of this is quite low relative humidities. The RH has sort of been down below the 30%, which is where we start to get nervous.
So how is this looking, you know, going into spring then?
So we're actually drier than we were this time last year. So, and we all know how that panned out last year. So, yeah, we're certainly ramping up our preparations, really asking people to be really cautious with the use of fire and to really check to see if they do even need to use fire as a means of tidying up around the place. There's other techniques people can use. And in all reality, small isolated piles don't necessarily pose a threat and can often just wait until a safer opportunity, even if that's into next year.